Instructions for Bringing Up Scarlet by Annie Sanders. Read by Susie Aitchison. Chapter 1. 18th of May, 1994. This isn't going to work. Virginia slumped back in her chair and ran her fingers through her hair. Alice took her feet off the table, sat up and peered at the little diagram Virginia had been poring over. A page of carefully drawn circles with names written and crossed out beside them in pencil. Bloody hell! That looks like an air traffic controller's nightmare. It feels like it. Virginia got up and put the kettle on again. I think we're heading for a mid-air collision. And even if I make this work, you can bet someone is going to pull out in the next week. Alice looked out of the window at the small garden and a couple of birds dancing about on the terrace. It's still not too late to elope, you know. No kidding. I've practically packed my bag already. Virginia poured hot water into the mugs and brought them over to the table. Perhaps we should have settled for a buffet. It would have been so much easier, she sighed. Alice patted her knee, a bit at a loss to know how else to help. So long as it's boy, girl, does it really matter? And so long as I'm not on the children's table. You don't know the half of it. The Waverley family are like the Kennedys, and mother-in-law has given me a spreadsheet of which family members can't be put together, or there will be fighting in the aisles. Alice scooped out the tea bag with a pencil and dropped it onto the empty biscuit plate. They sound more like the Borgias. It's at times like this that I'm glad I'm an only child. If only it was as simple as just one family. The problem is merging the two, and there is no way I am putting any of my relations with the Waverley lot. Can you imagine?